This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3708 for Wednesday, the 19th of October, 2022. Today's show is entitled Insomnia as a Hobby. It is hosted by Trumpet John and is about 8 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is fighting insomnia. Enjoy it with a few tricks.
Well, hello, Hacker Public Radio. It's Trumpet John, and it's been a while. Last time I talked to you, I talked about my personal life hack of the Saturday morning routine, what I do to keep up my car, and every Saturday I take my car out, which, by the way, I'm recording this on a Saturday, and after I do that, I probably need to do my Saturday morning routine on my cars. But today I wanted to talk about something very interesting. As a middle-aged man, I have finally developed a habit or a lifestyle that I've had all my life, really, and that's insomnia. My insomnia is, it's not horrible, but it's there, it's ever present, and I'll get about two or three good nights of sleep every week, maybe two or three. That's it. The other nights sometimes can be a pain. So I've kind of made insomnia a hobby, and I'm going to share with you what I do for that, and maybe those of you who suffer from it can get some inspiration from insomnia as a hobby. First of all, I was listening to a podcast, and it was this sleep study expert who basically said, listen, if you have insomnia, the worst thing you can do is worry about it. And I kind of think that's true. He said, you'll get the sleep that you need when you need it. And I know there's a lot of studies out there that say that it all links to this and this and this. But you know what? Live life and enjoy yourself. But insomnia is a hobby. I know that's what you're kind of wondering about the title. So whenever my head hits the pillow, after saying my good nights and everything like that, I put in my earbuds with a really cheap MP3 player. It's a SanDisk MP3 player that I bought probably 7 years ago, and it still works great. It's just that it actually does have a radio side to it. So and that kind of comes in useful too. But what I do is typically, this is my opportunity as an insomnia hobbyist to listen to some things that I typically wouldn't listen to. First of all, it was through my insomnia hobby that I actually learned about Hacker Public Radio, because I go to archive.org a lot of times to get material for my insomnia hobby. I'll get MP3s of old radio shows, especially old mysteries that they're fun to listen to. I love the commercials more than anything, but they're fun to listen to. But then I found Hacker Public Radio, so oftentimes I'll download those. I'll download these different old radio shows. I download, also I go to LibriVox.org, and I find all sorts of old classics that I get to listen to at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, I'll just lay there and listen to it, and I'll doze a little bit. But the key is not worrying about it. You know, if I sleep, I sleep, and if I don't, well, I get to listen to some great classics. So I'll go to LibriVox.org, and I'll download things on that MP3 player as well. Another thing that I'll listen to is Sleep With Me podcast. Now, sometimes in the opening statements, he gets a little political, which, you know, I can take it or leave it. But by and large, this guy who does Sleep With Me podcast, he has a real gift of being able to drone on and on and on about nothing for about an hour, 15 minutes. You have to get past the opening 10 minutes and 15 minutes, and I can't begrudge him for that, because this is a free podcast that he does twice a week, and his first 15 minutes, he's shilling for support and that sort of thing, and I think it's great. It's not a problem sometimes. I go right to sleep before that. I also, on archive.org, I've been able to download some really actually interesting music. I'm being a church music person, I I enjoy the music of Hildegard von Bingen, and there's a lot of free music of hers, and she was a 10th century mystic composer, but some really good stuff there. And then also I'm able to download some other things on archive.org that are just worth listening. So in this insomnia hobby that I have, oh, and I did want to get to one other thing, is the fact that my little MP3 player has a radio side to it. Well, that's really enjoyable as well, because I can always find, no matter where I am, I can always find a radio station that has coast to coast AM all night long, and you get to hear some really interesting and fantastical stories on that as well. So, you know, when you're given lemons, make lemonade. And I'm telling you, just using an MP3 player and making insomnia your hobby can actually make it pretty enjoyable to go to bed, and instead of dreading trying to go to sleep and tossing and turning, just get yourself relaxed. So let me wrap this up by just kind of bullet pointing what you need to do. First of all, don't use your smartphone, because you're going to get on there and scroll, and you're going to have all of the blue screen issues and stuff like that. Do this on a cheap MP3 player that you can buy on Amazon. I mean, there's scads of them. They don't cost hardly anything. And then, now this is the thing, because you're using an MP3 player that's cheap, it's not going to really download stuff as easily as if you had an aggregator or podcast aggregator. So, but it kind of forces you to be a little more choosy in a lot of ways. So you go to your PC, you go to your Mac, you go to someplace like archive.org or Sleep With Me Podcast, start downloading those kind of things to your MP3 player. Also download maybe some challenging music, something that you wouldn't typically listen to. And then of course, you need to be on to LibriVox, LibriVox.org. I think it's .org. And you have all of these public domain books available at your fingertips. And you can listen to classics all night long. And so, oh, and another thing that'll help is, of course, having a good set of earbuds, or even one of those wraparound headbands that have earbuds in them, so you can sleep or lay there really, really comfortably and listen. And so what you can do really is you can make insomnia a hobby that can be enjoyed. And then the byproduct of that is that maybe you'll get a little sleep. And who knows, maybe you've tried this, you're on Hacker Public Radio, and maybe me droning on and on has put you to sleep. Enjoy yourself. This is Trumpet John. Sleep well.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.